This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. President-elect Barack Obama has managed to keep his Hawaiian vacation cloaked in privacy. What he didn't count on was that it would also temporarily be cloaked in darkness. Heavy rain and lightning struck Oahu on Friday night and knocked out power to 800,000 people, including Mr. Obama and his family. The future president received calls of reassurance from the governor of Hawaii and the mayor of Honolulu, then reportedly went to bed to sleep through it. If nothing else, the blackout gave the small press corps trailing the president-elect something to report during an otherwise uneventful week. Weekend Edition Soapbox video blogger Jacob Soboroff just happens to be on vacation himself in Hawaii, but he agreed to go into the studios of Hawaii Public Radio to talk to us about the scene there. Hi, Jacob.
Aloha and a belated mele kalikimaka to you, Leanne, or Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. how nice. All right, so you're on vacation, but come on. I mean, isn't this kind of a dream assignment for you in this tropical paradise?
I've been having a horrible time.
I can tell, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been great. My only regret is at the top of my checklist for this assignment was to play basketball with the president-elect, and I've been hanging out around the basketball courts around his vacation home for days and days, and he hasn't showed up. So that's the only bummer so far.
But the problem is if he shows up, you'll have to get through the Secret Service guys there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, the president-elect hasn't moved around the island very much, but he has come out a few times. I guess you have to go to the Marine Corps base because that's where he's doing his daily workouts. He visited the Marines. It was a surprise on Christmas Day, and he had a few other outings. Didn't he, though, get some rather unwanted attention from some local photographers?
He did indeed. As a matter of fact, the Honolulu Advertiser has been doing some stuff with user-generated content, and they got some of the only pictures of the president-elect scattering his grandmother's ashes, who passed away just 2 days before the election, at a place called Lanai Lookout. And also, as we all have seen, I'm sure, the president-elect looking buff and shirtless in his backyard. There was a paparazzo that came all the way from Los Angeles, and as you'll see in my video blog, has been sitting on the beach every day, all day, from dusk till dawn, with a huge telephoto lens waiting to snap a photo of him.
Oh. Now, from what we've been talking about, I understand you haven't been able to get up close and personal with the president-elect or any members of his family, right?
No, not particularly close. You know, the closest I got was when I walked out on the beach by his house. I was talking to Jeff Zeleny from the New York Times. He's pretty much as close as I got. And he was there in the pool on Sunday when the president-elect played golf. Jeff did tell me a couple of cool things, though, that in the hotel, in the Surfrider Hotel, they have a briefing room set up that they haven't used yet, and I don't think they're going to use. But in case something happens, there's a room that looks like the room that we've all become familiar with in Chicago that says the office of the president-elect. And if anything were to go down, President-elect Obama would cruise right in there and give a news conference for the media that's here staying on Waikiki Beach, which is actually about 30 or 45 minutes away from Kailua, where the president-elect and his family are staying.
Yeah, you talked to some locals in the town of Kailua, and some of what they said is on your latest vlog for our Sunday Soapbox. But give us a hint. What did they have to say about the president-elect?
They're very, very happy that he's here in town. Nobody said that they didn't want him to be here. Actually, the majority of the people said they're not really paying all that much attention to it. They want him to go chill, have a nice time, enjoy Christmas and the holidays with his family. And that's what it seems to be. You know, everybody here goes about their daily routine, and they really just seem to be happy that he's home for the holidays.
Our video blogger, Jacob Soboroff, joined us from Hawaii Public Radio. You can watch a video blog of his trip to Hawaii at npr.org/soapbox. Jacob, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.